Okay. It was so cold last night that our water pipes...
Bursty. Froze. Bursty.
If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
burst.
People used to buy flour in a...
barrel.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in a fairly large quantity?
Well, all I know is just a gallon bucket.
How
hot is it? What? How hot is it?
That's a big barrel.
Oh. What about lard? Did it come in anything different?
Yes, it came in a 10 lard tub.
What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Funnel.
What do you use to urge your horse to go faster when you ride in a buggy?
Use a buggy wheel.
If you brought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a...
paper sack.
How is a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
Well, it's 5 pounds and 10 pounds.
What's the container called?
A sack.
Sack.
And what about 50 pounds of flour?
Sack.
Sack.
Okay. What do you call the bag or sack potatoes are shipped in?
Pulper sack.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Bushel of corn.
Bushel of corn.
What about the amount of wood you can carry?
Well, armful. That's what we used to do. I'll get
sure.
A armful of wood.
Sure. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new...
bulb.
When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a...
clothes basket for
that. Where do nails come in?
Kegs.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood or stays in place?
Oh. Rims, I guess.
Other names for it?
Bands.
Take a little kid, get them down the street sometime?
Yeah.
A band?
Mm-hmm.
What do you put in the top of the bottle?
Stopper.
A cork.
Cork.
Musical instrument children play held like this. And Berta plays.
French horn.
What about something you would hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it would twang?
It's a
jew's horn.
Jew's horn. I've got one upstairs.
What do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece between the horses?
Tongue.
You have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back it in between the...
Have to back in between the... when you back them in to hitch him up, a horse.
On a buggy.
It's a tongue between them when they...
It says here shafts.
Shafts. Shafts. That's what it is.
It says others too. It says the thills, the fills, and the drafts.
No, we always say the shafts.
Shafts.
The steel outside of a wagon wheel.
It's a rim.